We find that Yaakov was punished for not returning to his father right away when he had the opportunity. I was curious if the Rav has any insight into why Yaakov chose to first go to Sukkos and Shechem and not just go straight back to Yitzchak. Thank you so much. Anonymous from Ramat Beit Shemesh. Aside from Yaakov not returning to Yitzchak, he also didn't fulfill his nether. And the Sfarim say that Yaakov understood that the nether really was not chal till he returned to his father's home, and he felt that he had other things to accomplish, and his father gave him permission to go. What Yaakov didn't realize is that even though his father gave him permission, and bein adam lechaveiro, there was no problem, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam held that he should have gone back sooner, and that his cheshbonos were not 100% justified, and for that he was punished. HaKadosh Baruch Hu medakdek im tzadikov kechut ha-sa'ara. In addition, it could be that he wasn't necessarily punished for the fact that he didn't go back for those 22 years, because he was given permission and he had good reason not to go back. But he didn't have the schus of kibud avoeim lemaisa. Onus is lav kamanda of it. It's not like you did it. And had he had that schus, perhaps it would have protected him from the sale of Yosef and the other tzaris that he had. But since he didn't have that schus, so he was vulnerable to these other things, not because of not fulfilling the mitzvah of kibud avoeim, but because he didn't have the protection of the mitzvah of kibud avoeim.